Welcome to Diatribes, Dialectics, and Dialogues of an Angry Social Worker. My name is Robert Fabricani. Welcome to my podcast. You may ask why angry and social worker are used in one sentence. Sounds like oil and water. But as my teenage daughters would say, it's being real. Today, we'll start talking about issues that face our world. Foremost is the ongoing shutdown of the federal government. We are at day 30, and right now we have hungry federal workers and family members trying to make ends meet. Of the 800,000 federal workers, some are doing our protection of our homeland security, in particular, the United States Coast Guard. As being a family member of a Coastie, my father, who served over 25 years in the Coast Guard, it is heartbreaking to see Coast Guard members and family go hungry, at times possibly losing their home. The U.S. Commandant is currently providing nearly $15 million in support of his Coast Guard men and women in order for them to survive. If we don't address and get this shutdown resolved, much more worse things are to come. Today, on my favorite show, Sunday Mornings, they had an episode regarding out in the cold. And it was an episode regarding homelessness amongst college students. The study in the episode interviewed 43,000 college students. And out of those 43,000 college students, 1 in 10 surveyed reported that they were homeless. It highlighted one student who goes to Humboldt State who has been living in her van on a full Ford scholarship in kinesiology. And despite having the ability to afford tuition, the challenge is to survive while in school. And that means having a place to call home. The challenges, such as we see with college students, our current federal workers, is an underscore of the overall bigger picture. Homelessness in America. Right now, at my current place of employment, we're mandated by law, which is overdue, to make sure that each of our patients that gets discharged gets their needs met if they are considered homeless. Obviously, trying to meet those mandates is difficult. My personal family story is that my family contributes as much as we can to those in need. And at times that could be providing care or homeless resources or clothing or food supplies to the different charities that we donate to. Food banks, local shelters, local women and children's shelters during the holidays. There was a time when we as a family had challenges of keeping our own livelihood in our own home, but we had great family support and we were able to survive. Unfortunately, we have a lot of folks. Again, whether it's the federal shutdown of the government where workers are near being homeless because they can't afford their rent, or the college student that's trying to finish their college degree. Homelessness in America is a very large epidemic. In the Bay Area, We try to address homelessness. Unfortunately, we have the stigma of homelessness. But again, we have to look at all the countless federal workers who are near in the sense of having their homes obviously not able to keep them in their own homes. And of course, the college students not being able to continue to afford college because the homelessness is unbearable. Again, we were hoping that at some point this shutdown would be resolved. But in the near future, I can only foresee things getting worse.